Shalom to all. Today's daf is Demai Daf Mem Gimel, and we are starting about the second line with the words Ma'aser Rachakach Truma. And in the middle of the daf, it's right at the beginning of Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Maris Mirim Sar Baser Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. Now yesterday we had described how one can separate Truma and Truma's Ma'aser at the same time, and the way to do so was a bit roundabout. A portion was marked off, and the fellow says that a hundredth of that portion remains Chulin, and then he designates the Truma. Then he goes back to that hundredth he marked off and makes it and a little bit more Ma'aser, and then finally Truma's Ma'aser. And the Gemara comes to answer, why do we have to do it like this? Why not first designate 2% as Truma, then designate Ma'aser Rishon, then the Truma's Ma'aser? So the Gemara answers that question now. Ma'aser Rachakach Truma, if you would first designate Ma'aser and then Truma, Nimtza Maktim, it turns out that he's doing the Ma'aser earlier than the Truma, and that's called doing it out of order. We know that Truma has to be separated before Ma'aser. Whereas Truma Rachakach Ma'aser, if he first separates the Truma then the Ma'aser, which is the proper order, Nimtza Oy Paichas Ma'aser Yisav, Oy Ma'aser Val Ma'aser Yisav, it's going to turn out that now he's going to be giving less Ma'aser or more Ma'aser, and that's a problem. And we're going to explain this in more detail in a moment, but why is that a problem? Like it was taught in the Braisa, if someone designates less than what he's supposed to for Ma'aser, so the Ma'aser that he did separate, that's Matukin, that's fine, but the other produce now is problematic. And if someone separates too much Ma'aser, now there's a problem with his Ma'aser, but the Peirais, the produce, that's okay. And because of this issue, that's why he has to separate this Truma and Truma's Ma'aser in a roundabout way. So let's explain this. As we're going to learn in Maseches Trumas, there's a key difference between Truma and Ma'aser. Truma is separated by Oymed, by estimation. When one's separating Truma, he's not allowed to measure a precise 2%, he has to approximate it. Ma'aser, on the other hand, has to be a precise 10%. And by the same token, Truma's Ma'aser as well is exactly 10% of Ma'aser Rishon. Now going back to the case discussed in our Mishnah, in the beginning, when this fellow marked off some of his produce, we had said that he marks off 3/3, 2 for Truma and 1 for Truma's Ma'aser, and each third represented 1/100th of the produce. Now, if we were to officially designate 2 of these for Truma first, that's doing so by precise measurement. And when he subsequently designates the remaining third as Truma's Ma'aser, that would be considered by estimation, because it really isn't 1/100th anymore, because Truma was already separated, making this a little bit more than 1/100th. So this is why the Mishnah says we have to do everything in a roundabout way. He first marks off 3/100ths. Then he marks off a precise 1/100th that remains as is, but will later be designated as Truma's Ma'aser. It can't be designated as Truma's Ma'aser now, as we explained previously, but when it does become Truma's Ma'aser, it's precise 1/100th. Then Truma is designated, which is just an estimation. Now he can go back to his marked off Truma's Ma'aser, add a little bit onto it, say the whole thing is Ma'aser, then designate this piece as Truma's Ma'aser, and he separate everything in the proper order and in the proper way, either by estimation, which is the Truma, or by precise amount, which is the Ma'aser and Truma's Ma'aser. And now moving on to Mem Gimel Amud Beis on the top, we're going to focus on this line that we just said, HaPaichas Mimas Reisov, someone who designates less than what he's supposed to for Ma'aser, so the Ma'aser is Metukin and the Peiros are messed up. And if he does the other way around, he gives too much Ma'aser, the Ma'aser is messed up, but the produce is okay. So let's give precise numbers to this. For example, let's say he has 100 measures of produce, and he separates 9 for Ma'aser, so that's too little. The produce is considered ruined. Why is that? Because of the remaining 91 that's in the original pile of produce, 10 of them are still considered Tevel, because they didn't have Ma'aser separated for them. And the same thing is the other way around. Let's say he separated too much for Ma'aser. He separated 11 instead of 10. Then the Ma'aser is ruined, because looking back at the original pile, where there's 89 left, that means that only 9.9 of the Ma'aser here is really Ma'aser, because it's pottering up to 89, and the remaining 1.1 is really Tevel and not Ma'aser. So now the Gemara tells us on Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, B'samach l'tanai bezdin hu, according to some Gersais, it's B'samach l'tanai bezdin hu, he's relying on a Tanai bezdin, meaning there's a special Tanai bezdin that takes care of this and says, even though he separated a little bit too much or not enough, his payers are metukin and his Ma'aser is metukin, and nothing's ruined over here. In other words, the special Tanai bezdin automatically adjusts the amount so that nothing is considered ruined. So now we clarify, Ma'u Tanai Bezdin. Literally, this means, what is the Tanai Bezdin? And over here, specifically addressing how much is that margin of error that we say a Tanai Bezdin applies to it, and all the Ma'aser is okay and all the produce is okay? And the answer is, Ad Makom Shadas Toya, until the amount that it's normal that a person will make a mistake. The Gemara continues, Ma'u Tanai Bezdin. What's another part of this Tanai Bezdin? Amar Rabbi Yechon explains, Kedei Shei Kevea Ma'aserishin Betzfainai, Ma'aser Sheni Ludraimai, Utrumas Ma'aser Betzfain Tzfainai. That when a person doesn't designate enough Ma'aserishin, enough Ma'aser Sheni, or enough Trumas Ma'aser, so the Tanai Bezdin designates that for him in his remaining produce, and it also is Kaveh Makoim for him. We know that when a person designates these things, they have to be Kaveh Makoim in their produce. They have to specify a particular place in their produce where this is going to be coming from. Part of the Tanai Bezdin designates that for him if he forgot a little bit. So that's what we just read. If he didn't designate enough Ma'aser Rishon, they're Kaveh the Ma'aser Rishon for him in the Tzafon, in the northern part of his produce. If he doesn't designate enough Ma'aser Sheni, so the Tanai Bezdin designates it for him in the south of his produce, and if he didn't take off enough Trumas Meiser, so the Tanai Bezdin designates that little bit that he forgot in the most northern part of his produce. We continue, Mao Tanai Bezdin Hu, what's another part of this Tanai Bezdin? That when he redeems his own Meiser Sheni that he designated, even the Oidef, the extra that he forgot to designate, that the Tanai Bezdin designated for him, that's also redeemed along with his that he redeemed. But the Gemara now concludes with the question, Ad Kidoin B'Yavesh. This is all understood when we're talking about something that's dry. So we can designate the northern part of the produce or the southern part, or the most northern part of the produce. But Balach, what are we going to say when we're talking about something which is liquid? For example, wine or oil. If he forgot to designate the necessary maestras from wine or oil, how is it that the Tanai Bezdin makes a kvias makaim in the wine and oil that he has left over? The wine and oil is moving around. There is no particular place for the kviyas makom. And we don't have an answer to this question. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about this Tanai Bezdin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.